Home care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, I just had a question. I was wondering if you guys take Medicare.
No, we only work with the waiver program for home care services. It's through the state, through Medicaid.
Oh,
Medicare
okay.
Medicare doesn't cover for our kinds of services. They'll only cover for skilled nursing care, and it has to be provided through a skilled nursing agency. But if you're looking to hire like a family member or friend, then you would need to go on to the Medicaid waiver program. That's the only one you can do that with.
Oh, okay. So she would have to like apply for Medicaid?
Well, it's a different kind of Medicaid, so the requirements are slightly easier because it's considered long-term care. So if she was to apply for these services, there's an assessment process she would go through, and there's three assessments. There's a financial assessment where they need to know that she makes less, the patient makes less than $2,900 per month in income. And has less than $8,000 in cash resources in the bank.
Okay.
And we do have an enrollment specialist on staff that would assist you with the application process because it can be daunting. They do request a lot of paperwork, so we have the ability to help you out and get the paperwork sent over to the county, get status updates, get your doctor to submit their forms, and kind of push the process along, you know, and then there would be a medical assessment where a nurse would come to the home to check her mobility, see what she's able to do on her own, what you need assistance with, and the family can be there when that happens to give their input. And then once it's established that she's approved for these services and she qualifies, she would then need to have her last assessment is when the insurance company that they put you on, when the insurance actually provides a service coordinator, they'll come out to the home and do a final assessment to determine how many hours she's eligible for based on her level of need. And that's how many hours we'd be able to pay a family member or provide a caregiver for.
Okay. All right. So basically, because she would have her sister call back. So basically,
mm-hmm.
she would have to call and
I would just need some basic information.
Up.
Yeah. Is this your number that I can text at, 610?
Yes, it is. But actually, I'm going to pass on the information to her POA.
Yeah. I'm just going to send over real quick. You know what? Do you happen to have an email address for her POA?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. So yeah. Let me give you my direct number because you got me
okay.
through the customer service line. But my
okay.
name is Sarah, and
okay.
I'm at 267-551
okay.
7418.
Okay. 267-551-7418.
Yes. And who can I expect the patient's – what do you have the patient's name or the –
What is your sister's name again?
Susie.
Her name is Susie.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so
if
much.
If you have any other questions, just give me a call.
All right. Thank you.
All
I
right.
appreciate it. Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.